The Prime Minister says WA's refusal to sign on to his health plan won't jeopardise the flow of billions of dollars in other states. Kevin Rudd's promised an extra $5 billion over 4 years to improve emergency departments and provide more doctors, nurses and hospital beds. Western Australia's Premier isn't happy with part of the deal and says the money can't flow until he signs on. After 6 days of airline paralysis in Europe, the first long-haul flight into Heathrow Airport has landed. The safety threat posed by volcanic ash is easing off, and there'll be a phased reopening of the skies over the UK and Europe this morning. The Wall Street investment bank Goldman Sachs says it'll cooperate with a fraud investigation launched by Britain's financial regulator. The probe comes after the American regulator charged the bank with fraud over the sale of a complex mortgage-backed investment fund. The bank has still managed to report a big increase in its first quarter profit. And extra engineers have been flown into the goldfield city of Kalgoorlie-Boulder to assess the damage from Tuesday's earthquake. The magnitude 5 quake struck yesterday morning, injuring 2 people and damaging dozens of buildings. And there'll be more news later.